Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special review show here on the 40 Scenes Fire American Soccer Show as the United States, they fell to Italy on a neutral venue in Belgium at Genk by a final of a goal to nil, late goal converted, late goal converted by Matteo Politano in second half stoppage time. There was 4 minutes of second half stoppage time, and it was in the final minute where Italy was right there, had it for the taking. And for the United States men's national team, they end the 2018 calendar year with a loss as they finish off these six games stretch with a win, a draw, and four losses. Tough loss to Brazil. Tough loss to Colombia, bad loss to England, and a bad loss in my estimation over against Italy. While give Ethan Horvath a lot of credit for playing very well in goal, sadly, you got to be on your toes if you are going to take on a side like Italy, who also missed out on the World Cup for the first time in a very, very long time. And they were able to squeak out a winner as they are rebuilding for the future as well. And once again, it's not so much the question of is there a future for these national team players. I think it's a bright future. I think the main question is who's going to be your head coach? Who is going to be the one to bring them over and actually start to get them going? Because as of right now, there are plenty of question marks still up in the air about who Ernie Stewart, or is it the board of U.S. Soccer, going to hire to bring over and become the head coach of the U.S. men's national team. Now, for those of you who saw on Twitter the what Grant Wall reported on Fox Sports 1, apparently this Spanish manager, Julian Lopetegu, now I probably butchered his last name and I apologize for that. I didn't want to do that, but obviously some of these names are a little hard to pronounce, but that's okay. I'm trying my best to make sure that they get pronounced the proper way. But then again, this is a gentleman who is a Spaniard, former footballer, played as a goalkeeper and as a manager. He played 149 games in La Liga over 11 seasons, appearing in the competition for Real Madrid, Logroñés, Barcelona, and Rayo Vallecano. Apparently, this manager, coming out of Spain, contacted U.S. Soccer for the head coaching position. And the answer that was given to him was, it's too late. We're deep into the process. And we're not going to give you an opportunity. They refused to interview him, even though he called them and said to them, I would like to manage the U.S. men's national team. You know, as you sit in your chairs You lean back and you think to yourself, going on with U.S. soccer, do they want a process, an interview process to be done? Do you want to see them being discussed? Do you want them to actually feel like they're actually doing something over there? Because at the moment, and you want to say you have belief in what's going on over there. You know, if there's going to be another version of Bruce Arena coming out of nowhere and claiming, you know, we found our guy, that's not going to happen. You know, if they have been so dead set on hiring Greg Berhalter, and, you know, what he has done has been fantastic, don't get me wrong. But how much longer are we going to have to sit here and wait until we get the firm okay? The process is completed. We have our guy. And he is going to manage this national team. And that everything is going to be all hunky-dory. You know, I just shake my head sometimes and wondering what is going on with U.S. soccer right now. I mean, you know, it wouldn't take this long from basically any other nation that wants their national team to start improving right away, go out there and say, yes, we are going to make an effort to find the right man who is going to be our new manager. And you know what? Does anyone inside U.S. soccer understand the time wasting that has happened here has gone too far? We are at the moment in a position where it should never have taken this long to hire somebody to become the head coach of the U.S. men's national team. Say what you want about Sunil Gulati, at least he understood when a change had to be made, it had to be done as soon as possible, and he did it. When he was forced to fire Klinsmann and bring in Bruce Arena, he knew time was wasting and we could not waste any more. So it's really simple. Who are you going to hire as the head coach of the U.S. men's national team? Because once the World Cup ended this past July, in the middle of July, okay, the process should have started a long time ago. You have people that wanted to coach the U.S. men's national team. They wanted to be the ones to run and take over the players that were going to be the future of our national team program. And as of right now, what they have done, has wasted everybody's time. You know, Like I've said already, you know, as much as Dave Sarokin did a good job being the caretaker for this young group, once again, I knew he wasn't going to be the future. I knew he was not going to be the manager for this national team. He wasn't offered the job either. Ernie Stewart, as of right now, I don't know if you can actually put the blame on Ernie Stewart here, because I would like to think that, you know, for Ernie Stewart, who is, you know, a very, very knowledgeable person, you know, was a general manager for the Philadelphia Union. He also managed back in the Netherlands for Breda, NAC Breda. You would like to think that he knows time's a wasting and I got to do my job. And my question is this, is U.S. soccer allowing him to do his job? Because I don't think this is on Ernie Stewart. I think someone in U.S. soccer is, you know, forcing him to hold back the reins and wait till they, whenever we feel like it, will make the announcement. This is a complete waste of time. If you want Greg Berhalter to be your head coach, to be your manager of the U.S. men's national team, then for God's sakes, make the announcement now. Stop wasting our time and just let Ernie Stewart say, ladies and gentlemen of the American soccer media, I have found the next man to take over as head coach of our national team and for the U.S. men's national team, and his name is Greg Berhalter. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to say. Let's stop with the suspense. Let's get it over with. Just hire the man now. Move forward. And let's get ready to qualify for 2022. But instead, what do we have here? A dog and pony show. We have, as of right now, a situation that our time has been wasted. It has been wasted for no reason whatsoever. And I just don't understand why it's taking this long. Okay, you needed an interim head coach going into the fall. That's fine. September games, fine. We understand that. All right, the September games are over. You had a decent loss against Brazil. Now it's time to move forward after the victory over Mexico. They're checking out new kids too. Let's go ahead. Let's move forward. It's time to start saying, okay, here's our next head coach of the U.S. men's national team. Did that happen? Absolutely not. And now you have to question, has the board interfered? Is Carlos Cordero interfering? Because right now we don't know what's happening. Many other national teams across Europe and South America, they would be on the phone right now hunting for the next manager of their national team program, whether it's for Brazil, for Mexico. Well, for Mexico, it's always a revolving door no matter who's the manager. You know, Argentina, Spain, Germany, France, England, Ireland, you know, there must be a way so we can understand what U.S. soccer is doing here. It is just an absolute question mark and an absolute mystery that we do not have the head coach of the U.S. men's national team right now. I just don't know what to say. It's been very, very difficult to watch this happening. And if you want to reiterate what was said between Carter Krishnar and me this past Friday after the USA-England match, you know, go ahead. You want to throw your hands up and, you know, not knowing what the hell's going on? It's just a big, big question mark to go out there and say, you know, I just don't understand what the hell is going on here, and I don't understand why this is happening. We have now seen the ineptitude of the U.S. of U.S. soccer, of the entire federation right now. And I want, and let me just say this right now, I do want Ernie Stewart to succeed. I want him to succeed. I want him to be the one to pick the person that he believes is going to run the national team program on the men's side, because we need to have some common sense here. Taking your sweet time is not going to cut it. And sadly, that's what we're seeing right now. As soon as the World Cup is over in July of 2018, once France won the World Cup, right there and then, U.S. soccer should have been on the horn. Let's go. Let's find our new person here. We need to make sure we pick the right person to become the manager of our national team. And so far, it's been a ho-hum affair. And I just cannot understand why. It just has been very stagnant soccer house in Chicago. You know, it's nice that we have a situation where you can visit the White House. You can go ahead, along with FIFA President Gianni Infantino, to go there, give the President of the United States his referee's book for the, you know, for the yellow cards, the red cards, and all that other fun stuff. But you can't seem to find a way to, you know, pick a brand new manager and announce it to everybody. I just find it, you know, incredible. Absolutely incredible. That we are still on this last day, still on Dave Sarokin. Now, let me go to Dave Sarokin for just a moment. You know, like I've already said, I never expected him to be the new manager for the U.S. men's national team. I just don't think, not so much that, you know, he was a part of Bruce Arena's coaching staff, but the truth of the matter is this, is that I didn't really expect him to get the job, period. There's nothing to be mad about. There's nothing to be upset about. You know, I just didn't believe he was the guy. And that's okay. He wasn't asked to be interviewed. He never took, you know, he wasn't going to be interviewed. And that's fine. But once again, if he's not going to get interviewed, if, you know, Jesse Marsh is not going to get interviewed, Peter Vermes is not going to get interviewed, then what's going on here? What's going on? What are we doing? Why are we not so much rushing But why are we not having a better conversation? And at the same time, why are we not making sure that this particular situation, why are we not, you know, handling our business the way we should? I just don't understand it. So as of right now, we are seeing a rudderless ship with the U.S. men's national team. That's it. Nothing until February 2nd of 2019, where they're going to have a friendly against Costa Rica at Avaya Stadium. So until that friendly, unless there's going to be a January camp that we don't know about, until that happens, as of right now, all you can say is that we've got nothing. We have players. We have players right now that, you know, at this point in time, don't know who is going to be running the national team program. Until we do, we'll just keep looking at the calendar. We'll just keep looking at our watches. And, you know, we are just going to have to find out what the hell is going to happen. Because once again, we got nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it is an absolute shame that it's going to take them this long to get this situation together. You'd like to know? I'd like to know. I want to know what's going on here. I would like to know, when are we going to finally get introduced to a manager who's going to run this national team back to where it should be? But instead, U.S. Soccer is taking their sweet time. And hopefully, it will come soon. I'm hoping it'll come soon. Because this is getting absolutely ridiculous of what we need to run this national team program the way it should be run. So we're just going to have to wait and see. And we're just going to have to wait with bated breath and just hope and pray that if it is Greg Berhalter, well, then make the freaking announcement now. If it's not him, then you're just dragging your feet for no reason. I just don't know what more that there needs to be said. I just don't know what needs to be said here. Because it's just wasting our time. We're just wasting our time. Do we want to win a World Cup? Do we want to qualify for a World Cup? That's the number one question. The answer should be yes. The answer should be yes. But the question is this to U.S. Soccer. Do you want it as badly as the fans want it? Do you want it as badly as the pundits want it? The ones that support this program. You have... And we're just adding the names here. Juan Carlos Osorio. He wanted the job. You never gave him a chance. He quickly went to Paraguay. Tata Martino. He manages Atlanta United. No, we don't want him. No, we don't. We really don't want him. Peter Vermes. He's done a great job with Sporting Kansas City. No. We can't have him either. I'm sorry. We just can't have him. All right. Well, look, there's Jesse Marsh right now. I mean, you know, he's with Red Bull Leipzig at the moment. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think he's going to do it either. Well, then who do you want? Well, we have a guy that's in our minds right now, and, you know, we'll let you know if we do want him or not. Well, you know, who is that guy? We can't tell you right now. Still talking terms and everything. Are you sure you have the right guy? Yeah, we have the right guy. Yeah, we believe we have the right guy who's going to get us back to where we want to be. I think we'll be fine. All right. Well, you know, what's his name? Well, supposedly it's this guy that comes from some place in the Midwest, maybe near the Great Lakes, but in reality, we're not sure yet. All right, whatever you want, but you got to let us know. You know, once again, I want this national team to go out there. I want them to perform against the most difficult sides in the world, from Europe, from South America, and we need to do it the proper way. We need to do it the proper way, the best way to know how, and you know what? If we're not going to get those players and we're just going to waste our time, then it just doesn't make sense to waste the time. This has been probably the most difficult subject that, you know, that has to be discussed. No one in their right minds is intentionally wasting the time to inform the American soccer community. Here is the head coach of our national team on the men's side who's going to lead our players into the future and hopefully qualify for 2022 in Qatar. It's really that simple. Who he is, we don't know. But we can tell you right now, he is going to be the one that's going to do the job. Really, what's his name? We don't have a name right now, but we know who we want. It's just very difficult to sit here and inform the supporters, the fans. It's difficult to just sit here and to tell everybody it's going to be okay, because I'll be honest with you, for the very first time in my life, and at the same time, for the very first time doing this show and talking about our game, talking about the game in this country, I have no words to tell you of the confidence that I do not have for the U.S. Soccer Federation. If this is going to be a complete waste of time, then tell us first before we assume we know who's coming over. You can just, you know, if you can't give us a clue, then what's the point? If you can't give us a hint, what's the point of wasting our time? I just don't understand why we cannot come together and why it's so hush-hush. I don't know. It's been tough. It's been rough. But, you know, all I can say is I hope and pray that Soccer House in Chicago is going to get it right for once. That's all you can say, and that's all you can do. If you're going to hinge everything, all the eggs into one basket, and you're telling me Greg Berhalter's been your guy all along, well, you know what? Thank you for informing us. But why couldn't you do this, you know, right off the bat? So now the end of the 2018 men's national team calendar is finished. All we can say is that I think we have players. I'm not saying that, you know, we have a full list of those that are ready to go. But at least I think, you know, until they play together, we need to see a lot more of what they're capable of doing. Individually, they look fantastic. But on a national team scale, we need to see more of what needs to be done. Until that time happens, there will be more questions than answers. And I believe that's something we could not afford to do that right now. We cannot afford to have more questions than answers in this whole situation. I truly believe there's an issue, and this issue needs to be resolved as soon as possible, or else, you know, I think it's not so much that it's a question of what Cordero is doing. The question will be, what is going on with the board? Why are they doing this? Why are they torturing us with this lifeless move going into the future? And that's all you really got to say. And like I said this before on Monday, on Friday's show, this is not about the U.S. Men's National, you know, U.S. Soccer Federation, you know, being politically racist. It's not about, you know, they don't want a Hispanic. They don't want people who are going to criticize them, period, whether you speak English or Spanish. They want someone who's going to be a puppet. Now, I'm not going to say Greg Berhalter is going to be a puppet, if it is him, but they want someone that they can control. And I just think that's wrong. Either get someone who's capable and you can have a thick skin, get out and let somebody else run the board, and let's have better, more informed and smarter people go out and find a way to get the job done. That's all I'm saying. That's all that I want to say. And let's just move forward and let's see what happens in 2019. But other than that, the rant is over. And now we'll finish off the MLS Cup playoffs starting this coming Sunday, as the New York Red Bulls will take on Atlanta United down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on ESPN at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And then we will have the Portland Timbers hosting Sporting Kansas City on Fox Sports 1 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:30 Pacific. This is going to be... So all you can do is just sit back, relax, and see what's going to happen. But let me just say this right now. I want to thank every one of you who has listened to the show covering the national team. I also want to thank my colleagues who have been, you know, giving me their fair and honest opinions about the national team. Thank you very much for listening to this portion of the shows. And hopefully in 2019 it will be better, as there will be a Gold Cup. And hopefully, things will be a lot better for everything involving American soccer on a national team level. Let's see what happens then. But once again, I thought a decent defensive effort. Still some issues here and there, but once again. But still. Still. This has been a very tough pill to swallow. And sadly, nothing is going to come out of it unless whoever's going to be the men's national team head coach gets in there as soon as possible, because we cannot have this messing around to continue on the way it is. But that's the end of it, and that's just my two cents. So this show is over. Thank you very much for listening tonight. I apologize for not doing a complete post-game show. I had things to take care of. I had some things that were out of my control that I had to take care of. But let me just pass along this. I want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Please get in there safely. Enjoy the holiday safely. Do not overdo it on the turkey or the stuffing. And as always, please enjoy your football. This is Daniel Feuerstein here at the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show. Talk to you guys next time. So long. Take care. And bye-bye for now. Have a good night, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving.